What do you mean a cattle barn?
These cows are coming out across. We'll have to open the gate.
Mm-hmm. You mean like those little poles they have on the ground?
No. Steel. Now they make them out of steel pipe.
Uh-huh.
Put about 6 foot wide steel pipe up 3 or 4 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
Way back now they put them out of wood. CC built them out of wood. Put them about the same band, but they'd be about 6 foot wide, a horse or a cow or something. Cool.
They don't ever try to cross them?
Yeah, we had them fall in it sometimes.
How do you get them out?
Most time they break their leg or something.
You have to kill them then?
Well, we had a mule. We had one mule jump everyone in the country. He just jumped. Just for fun. He could take off and run and jump.
How'd you keep him in?
Well, we put him in the lot. We finally ended up keep him in the lot. But I had a horse I'd ride all over this country. I just get him up enough speed before I get to one. I wouldn't open it. They had a gate beside of the cattle guard where if you wanted to go through on a horse, well, you could. I wouldn't have to take time to open the gate. I'd just get up enough speed. He either had to jump or fall in it when I get to it.
Uh-huh.
I was always lucky. I always jumped.
A road in town would be called a
street,
and something along the side of the street that people walk on.
Sidewalk.
And there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. You call that the
lawn?
Mm-hmm. And if you're walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, "I picked up a
rock,"
and I.
Chumped at him.
Okay. And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you said, "Well, I guess he's not
at home."
And if someone was walking in your direction and said, "He's coming straight
to me."
Okay. If he's not walking away from me, he's walking
straight to me.
Okay. Or another word besides to.
Straight towards me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that hadn't been counting on seeing. This morning I just happened to
bump into so-and-so.
And if the child's given the same name that her aunt has, you'd say they named the child
after their aunt.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Milk.
Or
orange juice, coffee.
And if you wanted some coffee and you're one and you're ready, you say, "Well, I guess I have to go
get some coffee."
Or not been prepared yet, so I have to
wait them.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee's always ready. I'm going to get up.
Did you say you have to cook coffee or boil it or make it?
Make some coffee.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you said some people like it. What milk? Some people like their coffee.
How? Some like it teased up.
Huh?
Teased up.
What do you mean?
Well, they put sugar in it, put milk in it.
Uh-huh.
Kill the taste of the coffee.
Well, how else can you drink it if you don't put...
Just drink the black coffee.
Uh-huh. Any other name for black coffee?
Straight coffee.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say drinking coffee barefooted?
Louisiana, they said if you drank it, they asked you if you wanted light, medium, or dark. Let's say light, because it's strong.
what does that mean, the way it's roasted?